You're listening to the WITY Sports Game of the Week on WITYRadio.com. The following is a presentation of WITY Sports.
Welcome to the State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis pregame show on WITYRadio.com and the WITY app. Visit State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis in Danville at 15 East Liberty Lane or call 217-446-8039. Like a good neighbor, State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis is there.
Welcome to an abbreviated State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis pregame and game number two of the evening. La Salette and St. Thomas More coming up. Darren Brown, Chad Baker with you. State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis pregame show. Find him on Liberty Lane in Danville. We've got the U-Haas Diagnostic Center pregame diagnostic check for this one here. Darren, La Salette coming in 24-7. They don't have a conference. They've had their struggles here towards the end of the season. But they are a team that is primed and ready to go. Steve Ruscio's squad bringing the crazies on the road here tonight. They are going to take on fellow Catholics, St. Thomas More, 12-16 on the year. They did not get a conference win in Illini Prairie Conference action. But outside that conference, Darren, 12-7, not too bad. And that's a team, too, that can't be taken lightly.
Yeah, obviously not at this point in the year when you're already in the throes of regional action within the regionals, trying to move on to get one of those plaques you can put in the trophy case and move on to, you know, hopefully more and more games later in March. But yeah, you cannot take any team lightly, you know, no matter what their conference record was. You know, they were tested with their non-conference a little bit and had some success there, and it'll all come to fruition here.
You can find U-Haas Diagnostic Center located east of exit 210 off of I-74 back at the Henning four-way. You can find them coming back at the frontage road there for your newest Napa Heavy Duty Truck Care Center. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for these squads. Latos Hardware starting lineups. Find Latos Hardware on Westville main drag. For all those hard-to-find items, make sure you say hi to Fifi. Darren Brown, you've got those starting lineups.
I indeed do. We'll look at the St. Thomas More Sabres first warming up to our left. They've got sophomore Brody Gray, junior Rafael Dongo Kenge. You got the junior Nate Kaufman, senior Owen Yeager, and junior Hayden Bates. And then taking a look for the La Salette Academy Lions warming up to our right. The forwards Owen Whitehead, Benedict Blood, and Dominic Trask. And then in the backcourt, you have J.P. Agbaporonwu and James Agbaporonwu.
Very good.
Yes. Talking about my pronunciation there on those
you were pretty good for the first time there. Surfpro of Vermilion County, scoreboard schedule update. Let's get you a couple of scores here. At Casey Westfield, Heritage season ends at the hands of the Warriors, 64-48. At Tuscola, the other Warriors knock off Tri-County, 71-56. In 2A, early game at St. Joe Ogden, Warrensburg Latham defeats Pena, 67-48. Another check of your Surfpro of Vermilion County scoreboard schedule coming up at the half. Well, we don't have a national anthem here for the second game, but we will get you a national anthem coming up here on our broadcast. It was, we are just minutes away from tip-off here. Game two, La Salette taking on St. Thomas More. Thanks for tuning in to State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis pregame. We'll have OSF Healthcare courtside basketball. Game two coming up on WITYRadio.com and the WITY Radio app.
If you need additional insurance coverage on your auto, home, commercial, or rental properties, call State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis in Danville at 217-446-8039. A local provider for over 25 years, Kurt is licensed in both Illinois and Indiana. Save money by bundling your plans. Maybe life insurance is a need. State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis at 15 East Liberty Lane in Danville or call 217-446-8039 for a quote. Like a good neighbor, State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis is there. Illinois winters can be harsh, and frozen pipes that burst can cause serious damage to your home or business. When disaster strikes, trust ServPro to make it like it never even happened. Their trained professionals with over 30 years of experience are ready to respond 24/7, minimizing damage and ensuring a seamless restoration process. Call ServPro at 217-443-0077 or visit ServProVermilionCounty.com.
When you need hardware help, where do you go? Skip the big box store and get expert advice at Latos Hardware. The Latos family has been providing knowledge and service for over 70 years. They can help you find the right part for any project right away, offering window screen repair, cast iron cookware, unique gifts, and those hard-to-find parts. They're open 7:30 to 5:30, Monday through Friday, and Saturday till 3. Let the experts work for you at Latos Hardware, 147 North State Street in Westville.
The Vermilion County Sheriff's Department DARE program is a semester-long program provided to 5th or 6th grade students who reside in the county schools of Vermilion County. The lessons center on a wide range of topics such as responsibilities, drug resistance, risk and consequences, peer, family, personal, and media pressures, stress coping skills, communication, listening skills, good citizenship, bullying, and friendship foundation. The Vermilion County Sheriff's Department DARE program is wishing all student-athletes good luck this season and to continue making good decisions outside of school and extracurricular activities.
You're listening to the WITY Sports Game of the Week online at WITYradio.com.
WITYradio.com and the WITY app presents high school basketball. Featuring area teams from Armstrong Potomac, Bismarck Henning Rossville Alvin, Salt Fork, Schlarman, Hoopston area, Georgetown Ridge Farm, Westville, Chrisman, Danville, Iroquois West, Cisna Park, Milford, Watsika, Notre Dame Wasilette, St. Joseph Ogden, Heritage, and Paris. Presentation of our national anthem is brought to you by the Vermilion County Sheriff's Department's DARE program.
You're listening to the WITY Sports Game of the Week online at WITYradio.com.
OSF Courtside, high school basketball action on WITYradio.com and the WITY Radio app, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios. Also presented by State Farm agent Kurt Ellis in Danville, UHAS Diagnostics Center, Latos Hardware in Westville, Country Financial Agent Dustin Ehler in Fairmount, the Vermilion County Sheriff's Department's DARE program, Frank's House of Color in Danville, ServPro of Vermilion County, MedPlus Pharmacy, and State Farm Agent Ross Webb in Danville. Let's go to the court for action.
Game two of the evening. It is the 1A Salt Fork Boys Regional Semifinal. The St. Thomas More Sabres and the Lions of Notre Dame La Salette Academy. Alongside Darren Brown, Chad Baker with you here this evening. And no rest for the weary after that first one. It took a lot out of us, Darren. I think we're ready for another round of great basketball action. Hey, you know what? La Salette, St. Thomas More. This could be a rivalry at some point, too, between the two schools. Strong Catholic ties.
I think after this, I'm ready for another round of something. But, no, it should be a great atmosphere. Obviously, you can hear the roar from the crazies, as they're called, as La Salette's getting introduced here. And it's the Catholics versus the Catholics.
Yes, it is. It is. There's no convicts.
not yet, at least. Yet.
And the winning team will play a Catholic team in Schlarman coming up on Friday night. I know the crazies now donning their white crazy shirts. They didn't have those on earlier when they came, but they got behind Schlarman, and the mood changed after a dominant third period of Cerro Gordo Bement. It was the Schlarman Hilltoppers coming away in the fourth period and getting it done down the stretch to pull away with a victory here this evening. Well, we're ready for a round two here. It's La Salette, St. Thomas More. La Salette wearing the gold jerseys and shorts. Green, kind of a forest green numbers. No tertiary colors. And then La Salette, white with black. Or the navy blue, I should say. With tip off, here's Darren Brown.
Tip will be blood against Bates, and the tip's going to be won by the St. Thomas More Sabres. Sabres, the visitors on the scoreboard. La Salette Lions, the home team. Sabres with it up top. Now down low, it's Bates. Kicks it back up now. Right wing, Kaufman. Kaufman up top to Kenge. Kenge over to Kaufman. Double teamed. Baseline pass. Layup no good from Gray. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touched by the La Salette Lions. Nate Kaufman, the starter for the Sabres, who we learned pregame, cousin of former Illinois basketball player Andy Kaufman. Had that big buzzer beater against Iowa. Off the inbound, off the bank, no good. A three from Kenge and the rebound to La Salette. Just 30 seconds into this one. Regional action from Salt Fork High School here in Catlin. St. Thomas More Sabres out of Champaign. La Salette Academy Lions in Vermilion County with the basketball for the Lions. James Agbaparunwu. A little back and forth between him and JP. Lofted pass to the corner, trying to find blood. Ball out of bounds. It's going to stay with the Lions. They'll say it went off of the right hand of Hayden Bates of St. Thomas More. So a baseline inbound for La Salette.
Sabres fans already incredulous over the call.
And a substitution, not even a minute into this one, will be James Agbaparunwu, the younger Agbaparunwu. Off the inbound, in the corner, mid-range jumper stepping up. That one no good from Whitehead. Offensive rebound, put back attempt, no good, blocked. Trask tried to put it back up, trailing it, tried to get the steal. It went off of his right foot in the process. A good effort, though, to try to get the ball back for the Lions. It'll be the Sabres going the full length of the court. Just over a minute into the first quarter, still scoreless. St. Thomas More with the basketball. And a bit ahead of himself there, taking the ball up the court. Raphael Kenge gets called for the carry. And it'll be La Salette basketball off the turnover.
Raphael Kenge with those rec specs, resembling a early 90s Thurl Bailey, for those who remember him from the Utah Jazz years.
You're not going to say Horace Grant? Illinois fan, Chicago
Bulls. He's got a little more hair than what Horace had.
Left corner three, no good from La Salette's Brendan Quigley. The rebound to St. Thomas More. Still scoreless, just under 2 minutes into this one. Layup, reverse around, good for St. Thomas More. That's the senior Owen Yeager opens up the scoring. Makes it 2-0, St. Thomas More. Just about 2 minutes into the first quarter here. La Salette basketball trying to respond. A pump fake up top from Dominic Trask. Trask over to Agbaparonlu. And now the pass, Trask some trouble with it, hit the floor. Lastolette still with the basketball. JP with it. Tries to get it down low to Blood, and a whistle on the floor. It's going to be a foul against St. Thomas More. Looks like that's going to be against
big man
Owen Yeager. So first foul for either team of the first quarter. Baseline inbound for the Lions. Bounce pass into Trask. Retreats beyond the three-point line. Now up top, JP Agbaparonlu. Now to the near wing, Trask. In the mid-range, Blood. Tries to find in the paint, Whitehead. Whitehead still with it. Turnover, and it'll be St. Thomas More basketball. Out of bounds. Last touched by Benedict Blood, and a timeout called by La Salette. 2.5 minutes into this first quarter. Your score 2-0 in favor of St. Thomas More. We'll be back on WITYradio.com.
Need care that's easy and quick? OSF On-Call Urgent Care does the trick. For illnesses that can't wait, virtual visits are first rate. Feeling sneezy and wheezy? Getting care is quick and easy. For 24/7 care that's easy to find, OSF On-Call Urgent Care virtual visits offer peace of mind. Start a visit at any time, day or night, at osfoncall.org/virtualvisit.
You're listening to the WITY Sports Game of the Week online at WITYradio.com.
Score 2-0. A frenzy boost on turnovers, not based on points so far, just the one bucket, courtesy of St. Thomas More's Raphael Kenge. And Chad, we expected it to be a ruckus environment, the La Salette crazy student section here being loud early.
That they are. They want to set the course early and often. And really, it's a, hey, look what we've got that you don't have. They bring the lungs. They bring the guys that have the ability. I mean, that's what they do. Every game, home, and then the slew of away games that they take them to.
St. Thomas More basketball going the full length of the court off of the La Salette timeout. With the basketball, Yeager driving in, lost it. It's La Salette ball. Lions with it, Dominic Trask. Trask will give it off to JP Agbaparonlu. Doing all right with that name so far. Now with it, Quigley off the bench. Substituted in off that timeout. In the corner, Trask tried to find down low Blood and turned it over. St. Thomas More quickly in transition. In the paint, off the glass and in, layup good. Owen Yeager doubles the lead to 4. It's 4-0. St. Thomas More leading La Salette. St. Thomas More, a bit of pressure in the backcourt and a carry. A turnover gives it back to the Sabres. They'll get a couple subs in for the La Salette Lions. That's going to be Lance Holman as well as Ezekiel Mendoza.
We're going to get some size in there for La Salette.
Off the inbound, layup no good, but a foul. A nice bounce pass to find the open Owen Yeager. Got fouled as he was going up. That's going to be a foul on Owen Whitehead of the Lions. So Whitehead's first, both teams with one foul for the opening quarter. 4.5 to go. First quarter action, St. Thomas More leading 4-0 against La Salette. First free throw no good for Yeager. Checking into the game for La Salette is Brogan Hanlon. Second of two upcoming for the senior Yeager. Free throw up and good. Splits them 1-for-2. The lead 5-0 for the St. Thomas More Sabres. 4.5 to go in the first quarter here from Salt Fork. Along the baseline, layup contested, no good from JP. STM the other way in transition. Owen Yeager coast to coast. Got the rebound, got the layup. Makes it 7-0 as St. Thomas More, and another La Salette timeout by Coach Steve Rustio. 7-point advantage for the Sabres. 4:20 to go on WITYRadio.com.
Your home project list is growing. And where are you going to go? To the big box store?
Where are all the carts?
You need a buggy?
No. Since 1972, Frank's House of Color has been Danville's home for PPG paints and a wide array of flooring options. A full line of Pittsburgh, Benjamin Moore, Weather King self-priming, and don't forget flooring options like Casabella and Paramount Luxury Vinyl Tile. Don't get caught on the way out of the door.
Sir, I need to see your receipt.
Visit Frank's House of Colors across from the riverfront at 219 West Main in Danville.
You're listening to the WITY Sports Game of the Week online at WITYRadio.com.
7-0 the score. Just under 4 minutes into this first quarter. Darren Brown, Chad Baker with you on WITYRadio.com. So far, the battle of the Catholic schools, St. Thomas More, they've been able to force turnovers, haven't been giving up any easy shots on the other end of the floor for La Salette, who has the ball going the full length of the floor. Looks like the Sabres going to continue with some of that full court press, trying to get the Lions out of sorts. Ball batted off the inbound, but La Salette's still with it. J.P. Igbaporonu, the inbounder with it now in the half court for the Lions. He'll dump it off to Brogan Hanlon. Hanlon up top. Works with a screen from Holman. Still with the basketball. Hanlon guarded by Kenge. Now pass to JP. Now up top it's Ezekiel Mendoza. Mendoza to his left. To Quigley. Quigley down low. Nearly a turnover. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touched by La Salette. And another Lions turnover gives it to St. Thomas More.
I can't believe you didn't take advantage of the Quigley down under reference there. Tom Selleck would be disappointed.
St. Thomas More basketball, nearly a travel there from Gray, able to keep his feet about him. Gray with the basketball, pass up top. Rafael Kenge now at the free throw line. Jaeger tried to pass it to the corner and a turnover as it goes back to the Lions, picked up by Mendoza. He'll pass it off to the point man, J.P. Yagbaparonlu. J.P. pass over to Hanlon. Hanlon now near half court, Mendoza. Mendoza guarded by Kaufman. La Salette with it now, Quigley. J.P. turns around, gets his man in the air, off the glass and good. A crafty bucket there from J.P. Agbaparonwu to open up the scoring for the La Salette Lions. Score 7-2 in favor of St. Thomas More.
Ends a nearly, just a little over a five-minute scoreless drought.
A nifty pass there. Can't get the bucket. A good find by Jaeger to Bates. Just couldn't finish the open layup. And the rebound to La Salette. 2.5 to go for the opening quarter. Five-point lead for the St. Thomas More Sabres. Agbaparonwu flings it over. Left wing Hanlon. Bounce pass. JP driving baseline. Picks it up. Gets double team. Spins around. Turns it over. A bad pass into the hands of St. Thomas More's Jaeger. Coast to coast. Layup in. Count it and the foul.
Jaeger is on fire tonight. He had definitely just enough of the shooter's touch there to get it up over the rim and in. The and one on the way.
Are they saying that was on the floor?
Yep. He's going to count it, the and one on the way.
They're confused. They hadn't put the points up. We'll get double subs in for each team. Looks like you're going to get Ambrose on the floor for St. Thomas More. Gray back in the game. Benedict Blood checking back in, as well as Dominic Trask for the Lions. Jaeger with one at the line. Free throw up, rattles in and out, no good. And a foul on the rebound attempt. That's going to go against the Sabres, Nate Kaufman.
You found some interesting information pregame about Nate Kaufman.
I believe I mentioned it already. I'll mention it again, Andy Kaufman, the former Illinois Fighting Illini.
The second leading scorer in IHSA history as well. But on the risk of losing that title, I think tonight, young man down south, we talked about on sports connection this last Saturday. The gentleman for Weber Township. 7 points behind him to start the evening.
Oh, frenzy of action here. Both teams trying to make it a point to force turnovers. St. Thomas More basketball near the corner on the inbound. 9-2 the lead. 2 minutes to go for the first quarter. Up top, bad pass from Kenge. Turnover back to La Salette. Minute 45 for the opening quarter. Lions trail by 7, 9-2. Calling for motion. The handoff to Hanlon. Hanlon pass over to Quigley. Quigley blood in the mid-range. Now dumps it in the corner. The give and go. Nice pass. Layup completed for Benedict Blood on the nice feed from Trask to make it 9-4. Minute 17 for the opening quarter. Sabres basketball driving in Jaeger. Stops baseline, passes it back out beyond the three-point line. Losing the dribble, Ambrose on the other end of the floor. La Salette layup no good from Hanlon. Rebound, St. Thomas More. Jaeger streaks by his defender, layup good. Nice control there to get the two-point bucket, a turnover, and a shot no good from Kaufman of the Sabres, but a foul will put him at the line. Just poked the ball free on the ensuing inbound after the basket. So a chance to make it a 9-point lead for STM. Kaufman first free throw, bounces up off the rim and back down right in.
That's the first point not scored by Owen Jaeger tonight for the Sabres.
Haven't always gotten lucky bounces, but the rims have seemed to be pretty soft tonight, at least from what we've seen this opening quarter and from the previous game. And Coach Steve Rustio wanting to have the refs talk about something here. So the first free throw was good from Nate Kaufman to make the score 12-4, an 8-point lead for the Sabres. Under a minute to go for this opening quarter. Second free throw, up and in, 2-for-2. That trip from the line, the lead at 9 for the Sabres, 13-4. Inbound pass, Sabres still putting some pressure defense. Losing control of the basketball, a turnover. Kaufman the other way. Layup no good. He'll get called for the charge. Taking that one, I believe, was Brogan Hanlon. Sabre crowd not happy with that call.
That's second foul on Kaufman here.
Kaufman guarding the inbounder in Trask. They'll bounce it into Hanlon. Hanlon near the sideline, right by half court, still in the backcourt. Bounce to JP, and now setting up the half-court offense, 36 for the opening quarter. At the free throw line, turnaround jumper, no good, rebound, St. Thomas More, and an errant pass right after the rebound by Kaufman, turns it back over, and the Lions resetting, about 20 seconds to go for the opening quarter. Lions trailing by 9, thinking about an open 3, turns it down, pass inside, nearly a turnover, Lions still with it. 10 seconds for the quarter. Akbaparonu up top with 7. Now swings it over to Whitehead. Thought about a long 3. 3 seconds. Drives in. Floater. Off the glass. No good. And that will end the first quarter. Going into the second quarter, your score is 13-4 in favor of St. Thomas More. Back for the next 8 minutes here on WITYRadio.com.
Chaos is lurking around every corner.
State Farm.
Would you believe that a wrecking ball 86ing the house across the street swings and hits the fire hydrant, sending it right into my living room?
That is unpredictable. Let me get an assessment and start your claim.
It's no secret. You need a good agent. In a world of chaos, get smart and call your agent and good neighbor, Ross Webb, at 217-443-1500. Don't get caught in a web of chaos and take the loss. Call me, Ross.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
I'm sorry, sir. We get a lot of prescriptions. We have only two of yours in stock. For one of your prescriptions, I will need to call your insurance for approval. It's been a busy day in our store and drive-through, so I may not be able to call until tomorrow to get it approved.
So I have to wait? Go without it? My doctor sent this in this morning. I need this medicine.
I apologize for the inconvenience. I hope you understand.
Sound familiar? Don't take chances. Take your prescriptions to MedPlus Pharmacy for quick, friendly, and convenient service. Call 217-431-6662. Experience the difference at MedPlus Pharmacy, 511 West Fairchild in Danville.
You're listening to the WITY Sports Game of the Week online at WITYradio.com.
Second period action here at Salt Fork, 13-4. St. Thomas More coming out with the teeth showing. The Sabres landed on the Lions here in the early going. Darren Brown, Chad Baker with you. Agba Perrone. Now to the other Agba Perrone. Courtesy of Benedict Blood. Here's JP. Back to James. And from the volleyball line. Handed off to Trask. Between the circles here. Trask gets it going up the left side of the lane. Now back out. Here's Whitehead. Pass deflected. Recovered by JP. Now to James. Back to JP. They'll walk the volleyball line. 40 seconds in. 9-point lead for St. Thomas More. Inside turnaround and a reach in. In fact, the 9-point lead, the biggest lead of the entire night here in game two. First game, I believe the biggest lead was 7, if I remember correctly.
I believe you'd be correct there, Chad.
Jaeger with his second foul of the evening. Here's James Agbaparoon. Wanted to get it into JP, he does. He will walk it across. Top of the arc now inside to Mendoza. Here's Whitehead driving to the lane. He'll draw the foul, go to the line, shoot two. And courtesy of number 35, Hayden Bates. So Whitehead to the line to shoot two. His first trip to the charity stripe this evening. First shot is up. It is good.
The charity stripe, a big key from that first game. A lot of empty opportunities for both teams, but especially there late for the Broncos.
Big opportunity for Lawsalette now as Jaeger's going to have a seat. Rest with two fouls and Ambrose in for him. Two for two that trip for Whitehead. It is 13-6. Sabres lead. There's Gray over to Heng. Steele back the other direction. Whitehead put up and in. It's good. Now 13-8. And work it through. That one deflected out. The door it goes. Last touch by Lawsalette. Timeout on the floor for St. Thomas More. 13-8. Sabres lead. 6:28 till half. Back in 30 seconds on your OSF Healthcare courtside. Courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios on WITYradio.com and the WITY Radio app.
Farming is more than an occupation, it's a way of life. This is Dustin Ehler, your country financial agent in Fairmount. And when you want to protect your farm, it goes a lot deeper than protecting your crops, buildings, and machinery. You want an insurance company with decades of farm experience, like Country Financial. We may have insured your parents' farm, even your grandparents' farm. Contact me, Dustin Ehler, your country financial representative at 102 North Main in Fairmount. Call 217-733-2154.
You're listening to the WITY Sports Game of the Week online at WITYradio.com.
13-8, 6:28 left to go here in the first half. Winner will face Schlarman coming up Friday night here in Catlin.
Lawsalette a little sluggish start in the first quarter, starting to pick it up here in the early parts of the second quarter. Go, Well, Lions doing a good job forcing action on defense, tipping some passes.
Big physical game. That one falls short for Ambrose. Rebound right there by Blood. Here is Ekbaparone. JP. Directing traffic brings Blood to the outside. Back to JP in the corner for Whitehead. Walking back left wing. JP. Draws it back. We'll move forward up the right side of the lane. The put up, no good. Rebound by Ambrose. Mendoza tied up with him. They're going to say Zeke touched it last. Got Kaufman coming back in, and Rufato come back. We'll have a seat. Bounds. Full court press by La Salette. They'll work it up. Court here on the left side. That is Theo Ambrose now in the right corner for Bodie Gray. Gray. It's two physical specimens of Mendoza and Whitehead. Here's Dongo Kenge. Now the three on the way falls short for Kaufman. Loose ball rebound for La Salette. Owen Whitehead does the honors of bringing it across midcourt. That one gets tangled up in the feet of J.P. Ekbaparone. Jaeger comes in. Ambrose comes out. Trask comes in. J.P. Ekbaparone comes out. Inbound for St. Thomas More. Dongo Kenge up the right side to Gray. Back to Kenge. All the way over. Here's Gray working his way through to put up. Had nice touch, but doesn't fall.
It's going to be a charge.
It's going to be another charge. And that's going to be on number two, Bodie Gray. Mendoza will have a seat.
Not Dobie Gray. Drift away?
I wouldn't say drift away. Definitely not part of the in crowd. A little kick on the baseline there. It'll be La Salette inbounding. Press. Whitehead layup at the other end, clears it out, and it's down to a one possession game after a 9-point lead has diminished. Steal layup at the other end. Whitehead falls short, had to get a little cute with it. Kongo Denge at the other end. Blood holds his own at the other end just enough to make that shot fall short. Here's Trask. Stripped by Jaeger. Jaeger layup at the other end makes it look easy. Jaeger breaks a 6-0 run for La Salette. Stripped at the other end. Here's JP getting it up to Blood. Now James Ekbaparone. Flip to Trask, back to JP. 15-10. St. Thomas More, 3:30 left to go in first half action. Blood hands off to James Ekbaparone to Whitehead, slapped back away by Kongo Denge to James. Whitehead fires the three, no good. Battle for the rebound. Jaeger chases it down right before it goes out of bounds. Kongo Denge, try that again. Dongo Kenge, I'll get the right letters in the right order there. Jaeger will go to the line. Yeah. Officials still trying to figure out who it was. Guilty party is Trask, his first.
No relation to the former Florida QB, Kyle Trask?
I don't think so. You may have to do your homework on that to find out. Wholesale changes for La Salette. Jaeger sets a 14 of his team's 16 points. That's been good enough to get the lead here. He's 2 for 4 from the line. Make that 3 for 5. 15 points. Nearly going. Here's Hanlon. Over to Henry Sick. Henry Sick gets it away, and we're going to have a jump ball, which favors La Salette. Nope, St. Thomas More. Bound for St. Thomas More here. Rainbows in to Dongo Kenge. Inside, and Mendoza is going to get called for the foul. He collided with Jaeger. That's Zeke's first. Down to put up by Jaeger is good. Jaeger with 17. 2:45 left to go to half. Steal. Easy flip up to the front end. Kaufman, the lay-in is good. Back up to an 11-point lead for St. Thomas More. 21-10, 2:37 left to go. 30-second timeout. We'll be back. Your OSF Healthcare Courtside on WITYRadio.com and the WITY Radio app.
UHAS Diagnostics is your new Napa heavy-duty truck care center, offering DOT inspections as well as diagnostics, tires, and oil changes, both in-shop and on-site. UHAS is a family-owned and operated shop that understands that life doesn't stop for vehicle issues. Ask about their shuttle service to and from the shop while they work on your vehicle. Call on the direct line at 217-213-6032 or visit UHASDiagnostics.com for full list of services or to make an appointment. Open Monday through Friday 7 to 7 and Saturday 7 to 12. UHAS Diagnostics, east of I-74, exit 210 between Danville and Oakwood.
You're listening to the WITY Sports Game of the Week online at WITYRadio.com.
2:37 left here in first half. Tell ya, I'm going to have a lot of that here tonight before it's all said and done.
Point lead. They're going to keep this pressure up defensively. Sabres.
James Zach Vaparone and then loses it out of bounds. So La Salette seemingly falling apart here in the last several minutes. They got back within one possession. 8-0 run for St. Thomas More, but a steal. The put up at the other end, no good. Off the steal from Rogan Hanlon.
We got a flop warning there, looks like, on... I think they said Kenge for the Sabres. So no foul, but the next one, I believe, is a tech if he gets called for a second.
One into the corner for Kaufman. Dongo Kenge walks it back over to Gray. Inside. Jaeger feeds Kaufman on the baseline. Put up is good. Kaufman with six. It's been the Jaeger and Kaufman show. They account for all the points. Blood over to Trask. Trying to clear out this full court press. He does. Trask across the timeline. Volleyball line hands it over to JP Agbaparone. 23-10. St. Thomas More in control of this one. Into the corner. Trask to hand off to JP Agbaparone underneath. Turnaround put up is good by Blood. He has four, 23-12. That ends a 10-0 run. 4 St. Thomas More. Dongo Kenge slows the tempo way down. Over to his left side. It's Bates back to Dongo Kenge. They flip back and forth. Now they'll get Gray into the action here. Back to Bates on the baseline. All the way back over to Gray on the left wing. Now back to Bates in the corner for three. Is good. Caden Bates drops the tray. Drinks everywhere. Steal underneath. Foul on the play. That one going to be courtesy of JP Agbaparone, his second. Inbounds coming up for St. Thomas More. 26-12 their lead. The inbound. Kaufman over to Dongo Kenge. In the corner now to Kaufman. Baseline, lost it. Sea of hands, Mendoza comes up with it. JP Agbaparone over to Whitehead. Collision by Dongo Kenge. Three on the way, falls short for Whitehead. Agbaparone, second effort, good. JP now with four. It's 26-14. Here is Jaeger. Euro steps out. Dumps off for Kaufman. Baseline shot short. Zeke Mendoza with the rebound. Three-quarter length shot. Oh! Bank, rim, falls short. But we go to the half with the St. Thomas More Sabres leading La Salette. And what could be the second upset of the evening? If it stays this way, 26-14. We'll be back in 2 minutes with the Country Financial Agent, Dustin Ehler, halftime show coming up on WITYRadio.com and the WITY Radio app.
Just because you have a variety of insurance policies doesn't mean you need a variety of agents. I'm Dustin Ehler, your Country Financial representative in Fairmount. I can help you with all of your insurance needs, from life to health to property insurance, in town or on the farm. I can show you how to take advantage of any discounts available for good drivers to good students, homes equipped with smoke detectors, and more. And the best thing is, it's all available from one person. Call me, Dustin Ehler, your Country Financial Representative at 102 North Main in Fairmount at 217-733-2154.
Your home project list is growing. And where are you going to go? To the big box store?
Where are all the carts?
You need a buggy?
No. Since 1972, Frank's House of Color has been Danville's home for PPG paints and a wide array of flooring options. A full line of Pittsburgh, Benjamin Moore, Weather King self-priming, and don't forget flooring options like Casabella and Paramount Luxury Vinyl Tile. Don't get caught on the way out of the door.
Sir, I need to see your receipt.
Visit Frank's House of Colors across from the riverfront at 219 West Main in Danville.
Need care that's easy and quick? OSF On-Call Urgent Care does the trick. For illnesses that can't wait, virtual visits are first rate. Feeling sneezy and wheezy? Getting care is quick and easy. For 24/7 care that's easy to find, OSF On-Call Urgent Care virtual visits offer peace of mind. Start a visit at any time, day or night, at osfoncall.org/virtualvisit.
I'm sorry, sir. We get a lot of prescriptions. We have only two of yours in stock. For one of your prescriptions, I will need to call your insurance for approval. It's been a busy day in our store and drive-thru, so I may not be able to call until tomorrow. tomorrow to get it approved.
So I have to wait? Go without it? My doctor sent this in this morning. I need this medicine.
I apologize for the inconvenience. I hope you understand.
Sound familiar? Don't take chances. Take your prescriptions to MedPlus Pharmacy for quick, friendly, and convenient service. Call 217-431-6662. Experience the difference at MedPlus Pharmacy, 511 West Fairchild in Danville.
Welcome to the Country Financial Agent Dustin Ehler Halftime Show. Let Dustin help you plan your financial future by calling him at 217-733-2154.
At the half, it is the St. Thomas More Sabres, 26. The Lacellette Lions, 14. Chad Baker, Darren Brown back with you for your Country Financial Agent Dustin Ehler Halftime Show. Find Dustin on the north side of Fairmount for all your insurance needs. Take a look at your Frank's House of Color, painting the floor. Paint the floor, paint the wall, paint the entire house with PPG Paints from Frank's House of Color across from the river's front in Danville. 13-13 for the 26 that the St. Thomas More Sabres had. 17 of that from Owen Yeager. He is 3-for-5 from the line tonight. 6 points for Nate Kaufman. 2-for-2 from the line. 3 points from a three-pointer from Hayden Bates for the rest of that. Lacellette, 4-10 for their 14. Led in scoring by Owen Whitehead. He's got 6 points, 2-for-2 from the line. 4 points for J.P. Agbaparone, 4 points for Benedict Blood. That is your Frank's House of Color painting the floor. Be back with a look at your Surf Pro of Vermilion County scoreboard and schedule, your UOS Diagnostics second half adjustments coming up when the Country Financial Agent Dustin Ehler Halftime Show continues on WITYRadio.com and the WITY app, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios.
Farming is more than an occupation, it's a way of life. This is Dustin Ehler, your Country Financial Agent in Fairmount. And when you want to protect your farm, it goes a lot deeper than protecting your crops, buildings, and machinery. You want an insurance company with decades of farm experience, like Country Financial. We may have insured your parents' farm, even your grandparents' farm. Contact me, Dustin Ehler, your Country Financial Representative at 102 North Main in Fairmount. Call 217-733-2154.
When you need hardware help, where do you go? Skip the big box store and get expert advice at Latos Hardware. The Latos family has been providing knowledge and service for over 70 years. They can help you find the right part for any project right away, offering window screen repair, cast iron cookware, unique gifts, and those hard-to-find parts. They're open 7:30 to 5:30, Monday through Friday, and Saturday till 3. Let the experts work for you at Latos Hardware, 147 North State Street in Westville.
The Vermilion County Sheriff's Department DARE program is a semester-long program provided to 5th or 6th grade students who reside in the county schools of Vermilion County. The lessons center on a wide range of topics such as responsibilities, drug resistance, risk and consequences, peer, family, personal, and media pressures, stress coping skills, communication, listening skills, good citizenship, bullying, and friendship foundation. The Vermilion County Sheriff's Department DARE program is wishing all student-athletes good luck this season and to continue making good decisions outside of school and extracurricular activities.
Welcome back to the State Farm, the Country Financial Agent Dustin Ehler Halftime Show.
What, did you switch teams?
I don't know. I've got people asking me if pill bottles are mine. I don't know. It's crazy here. We've got 26-14 here at the half. Trying to get some updates here on some other scores. Are around the area here. And we take a look at what's going on here tonight. Sista Park, Chrysler Lutheran, Lexington. I've not had an update on that in a while. Let me see if I got a final on that. Get a little reaction here. I'm missing a score on that. We had Sista Park down earlier. Hoopston, Leroy defeated Flanagan Cornell 65-47. Leroy will face the winner of Clifton Central and Hayworth in the late game tonight at Hoopston. Of course, Schlarman won the early game here over CGB 41-40 in a fun one. No updates on Unity Christian and Oakwood. Urbana Uni High and Mount Pulaski in the late game at St. Teresa. Casey Westfield over Heritage tonight 64-48. Tuscola over Tri-County at the Tuscola Regional 71-56. Windsor-Sioux Straws Meridian in the late game there. In 2A, Unity wins over Monticello 62-42. Unity awaits the winner of Westville Monroe Forsyth in the game that's currently going on. Early game at St. Joe, Warrensburg Latham defeats Payne 67-48. St. Joe Ogden Clinton in the late game at the Mantino Regional. It was PBL leading BHRA 29-24 at the half. And then in 3A in Bloomington, it was Normal U-High ending Danville season 65-51. Here, 26-14. Let's get a look at, well, thanks to Surf Pro Vermilion County and T. McGuire for supporting the schedule and scoreboard. It's like it never even happened. U-High Diagnostics second half adjustments for these squads here right now. St. Thomas More in the driver's seat. Right now, you know, Jaeger's fired on all cylinders. He is going, or this game's going as he's going. Whenever he's been out, it's been kind of quiet for St. Thomas More as he's been in there. He's been making things happen. And Wasilette hasn't really rallied around that concept and really taken him out of the element yet.
Yeah, you look defensively for St. Thomas More. They've been playing that full court press the entire game. And as you mentioned, on the other end of the floor, it's been the Owen Jaeger show for the Sabres. 17 points, outscoring, you know, Lasalette by himself. You're down 12 is not insurmountable. You know, you just got to figure out a way to, you know, work against that press, get the ball across half court, and settle down into some rhythm and set your offense up. You know, just got to make sure you're holding on to the basketball.
Absolutely. U-House Diagnostic Center can be found east of exit 210 off of Interstate 74 on Route 150. Backtrack on the frontage road off the inning four-way for your newest Napa Heavy Duty Truck Care Center. We got third period action coming up from Salt Fork. 26-14, St. Thomas More leads Lasalette. Back in a moment on WITYradio.com and the WITY app. Thanks for joining us for the Country Financial Agent, Dustin Ehler. Halftime Show.
This has been the Country Financial Agent Dustin Ehler Halftime Show. Reach Dustin at 217-733-2154. Third quarter is coming your way next on WITY.
Just because you have a variety of insurance policies doesn't mean you need a variety of agents. I'm Dustin Ehler, your Country Financial Representative in Fairmount. I can help you with all of your insurance needs, from life to health to property insurance, in town or on the farm. I can show you how to take advantage of any discounts available for good drivers to good students, homes equipped with smoke detectors, and more. And the best thing is, it's all available from one person. Call me, Dustin Ehler, your Country Financial Representative at 102 North Main in Fairmount at 217-733-2154.
You're listening to the WITY Sports Game of the Week online at WITYradio.com.
Just about to get underway for the final 16 minutes of regulation. The first half, those 8 minutes of this third quarter, it'll be Lasalette basketball. Starting the third quarter, inbounding it, it'll be James to JP. JP with the basketball, guarded by Nate Kaufman. Lions trailing by 12. Lasalette basketball at the free throw line. Pass down, low blood, post work, and gets the bucket to fall. Nice little move there in the post to make it a 10-point lead for St. Thomas More. On the other end of the floor, Kaufman down low, pass stolen by the Lions. J.P. Agbaparu. 30 seconds into the third quarter. Lions trailing by 10, 26-16. Bounce pass outside the three-point line to Trask. Now in the mid-range, it's Whitehead, and a charge called on the Lions before the shot. The offensive foul turned the ball over to St. Thomas More. It's going to be Benedict Blood with the foul for Lasalette.
His first foul of the evening.
First foul of the third quarter for either team. Sabres on the other end. It's Kenge up top. No one relatively near him. Swings it to his right, Kaufman. Pass toward the baseline. Dribbling out is Gray. Gray up top, Kaufman. Now to Kenge. Kenge guarded by JP of the Lions. Now pass to Brody Gray. Whistle and a timeout called by St. Thomas More. 30-second timeout for the Sabres, who have a 10-point lead about a minute and a half into this third quarter here on WITYRadio.com.
If you need additional insurance coverage on your auto, home, commercial, or rental properties, call State Farm agent Kurt Ellis in Danville at 217-446-8039. A local provider for over 25 years, Kurt is licensed in both Illinois and Indiana. Save money by bundling your plans. Maybe life insurance is a need. State Farm agent Kurt Ellis at 15 East Liberty Lane in Danville, or call 217-446-8039 for a quote. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Kurt Ellis is there.
You're listening to the WITY Sports Game of the Week online at WITYradio.com.
La Salette with the basket to open the third quarter, cutting the lead to 10, 26-16. Sabres on the ensuing possession, a little flustered on offense, so Coach Gary Wilson taking an early timeout. Sabres basketball out of the timeout, baseline inbound. They get it up top to Rafael Dongo Kenge. The junior dribbling to his left, working against James Abakparoon. Now with the basketball, Nate Kaufman. Kaufman down low, good find to Jaeger. The layup good. The lead back to a dozen for the Sabres, 28-16. Just over 6 minutes to go in this third quarter. A foul on the floor against St. Thomas More as they were defending that inbound. That's going to go against Dongo Kenge. So both teams with one foul in this third quarter. The first personal foul for the junior Dongo Kenge. And a substitution here for La Salette. Trask getting to the bench. Brogan Hanlon in. He'll be the inbounder. Trying to find Agbaparone. Bounce pass out of bounds and a turnover. Gives it to St. Thomas More. And it'll go back to that spot on the baseline where the inbound was. Nobody touched it. So it'll be the junior Bates inbounding it to the left of the St. Thomas More basket. Kick out three. Gray, good. Brody Gray on the pass from Bates. Makes it 31-16. Nearly a turnover on the inbound. La Salette still with the basketball. Double team near half court and a steal for the Sabres. Pass to Kenge, layup good. Brody Gray with the steal, the assist to Kenge, and the layup makes it 33-16. Lions with it 2 minutes into the third quarter. They'll slow it down in the half court, trailing by 17. Layup blocked, but a foul called. St. Thomas More thought it was all ball, but free throws coming up for the Lions as they're going to ding Hayden Bates with the foul for St. Thomas More, his second, the team's second foul of the third quarter.
Well, and I think if you're St. Thomas More, you're okay with that right here. You've got the momentum on your side. You don't want La Salette regaining momentum by having a shot like that. You want to slow their pace down, keep them at the free throw line, take them out of their element. That's similar to what CGB did in the first game by putting Noah Fowler at the line. Yeah, they were getting points, but they weren't getting those pizzazz shots.
Second free throw, no good from Whitehead. And a score remaining, 33-17, a 16-point advantage. Mid-range, too good for St. Thomas More. Brody Gray just a step in front of that three-point line. So an 18-point lead for St. Thomas More, 35-17. Full court press still in effect. Lions get it past half court. Bounce pass from JP, pump fake. Shot no good and a foul off the feed from JP to Owen Whitehead. Whitehead again at the free throw line. This one's going to be against Owen Jaeger.
That foul is going to actually benefit La Salette here. Jaeger's got three fouls here. Not even halfway through third period action. We know that he's aggressive out there. Getting him some time on the bench here in the second half is going to be beneficial for La Salette getting back into this one.
First one good for Whitehead. Checking back in for La Salette is Brogan Hanlon in replacement of, I believe, Henry Sick, who came in for a cup of coffee. 2 for 2 from the line on that trip for Whitehead. And the lead now at 16 points for St. Thomas More. Pass goes out of bounds all the way along the sideline. And yep. I believe nobody touched it, so it'll be an inbound.
That's
that same spot.
Hayden Bates trying to make some things happen there. Maybe getting a little overzealous with the pass.
Lead at 16. Akbaparomu inbounding it. Gets it to Whitehead up top now, down low. Short range shot, no good from Blood. Rebound, St. Thomas More. Quickly in transition, the other end. Layup contested, no good. Rebound in the corner for La Salette and a whistle. And we got another flop warning that they called.
I don't know. I felt like Hanlon was set there. I mean, he definitely looked like it was a charge, but they didn't call that. Instead, called him for flopping.
Off the inbound, a steal for St. Thomas More's Kenge. Rafael Dongo Kenge guarded by J.P. Agbaparonwu. Pass down low, short range shot, no good, but a foul. He's going to put the junior Nate Kaufman at the free throw line for the Sabres. Third foul against, or second foul team-wise against the Lions. Kaufman, first of two, a little long, no good. Foul charge to the Lions, Owen Whitehead, which is his second personal. Dongo Kenge checking out of the game, and he's going to go get some quick medical attention. Kaufman's second free throw rattles out, ball tipped out of bounds. I'll say last touched by St. Thomas More. Sabres crowd thought it went off the Lions. And checking back in for La Salette's going to be the freshman guard, Henry Sick. And back to the bench will be Brogan Hanlon, the junior guard. A timeout on the floor called by La Salette. 16-point lead for the St. Thomas More Sabres. 35-19, 4:49 to go in the third quarter here on WITYRadio.com.
UHAS Diagnostics is your new Napa heavy-duty truck care center. But that's not all. Lawnmowers? Yes. Golf carts? Absolutely. Small engines? Why not? And they will pick it up for a small fee. The team at UHAS Diagnostics want their clients driving away safer than when they brought their transportation to them. Ask about their free 15-minute auto consultation to diagnose your vehicle. Call on the direct line at 217-213-6032 or 24-7 on the mobile at 217-260-3339. UHAS Diagnostics, east of I-74, exit 210 between Danville and Oakwood.
You're listening to the WITY Sports Game of the Week online at WITYRadio.com.
Score 35-19 in favor of St. Thomas More against La Salette here in the Salt Fork Regional in Catlin, Illinois. Darren Brown, Chad Baker with you on WITYRadio.com. La Salette going the full length of the floor out of the inbound. Whitehead inbounds it, gets it to Benedict Blood. Pass half court, back to Whitehead, driving in. Goes baseline, steps ball in and out. Put back attempt up. That one no good from Benedict Blood, and the rebound to St. Thomas More. With it up top for the Sabres, Jackson Little. Wing-to-wing pass finds Brody Gray. Gray dribbles to his left, picks it up. Kaufman in the corner, pump fakes, gets it baseline. Nice pass from Kaufman to Jackson Little. Finishes with a layup to make it 37-19. The lead at 18 points for the Sabres. Ball tipped off the inbounds, but La Salette still with it. 4 minutes to go for the quarter. Driving in, Agbaparonwu. And a shooting foul will put JP the Elder, Agbaparonwu, at the free throw line for the Lions. And I think that's going to go against Jaeger.
That's going to be Jaeger's fourth. There again, if you're the Lions, you're want to go towards him the rest of the game because he's got one that will put him on the bench. He may get some bench time here before it's said and done anyway.
First of two short, but then gets the friendly roll. So Jaeger going to head to the bench and back in Rafael Dongo Kenge, who got some medical attention down near the end of the La Salette bench earlier, but gets back into the game. Second free throw up and good, two for two. The lead back to 16 for St. Thomas More, 37-21. Reaching the halfway mark of the third quarter. With it, Dongo Kenge. Now in the mid-range. Little driving in. Floater bounces, rolls in. The two-pointer for Jackson Little. He's got 4 points off the bench. It's 39-21. St. Thomas More
had just enough finesse to get it to fall.
And on the other end, J.P. Agbaparone. Ball in the air near half court. Settling it down, James Agbaparone. James with it, gets it over to J.P. Guarded by Kaufman. Now back to James. Left wing pass. It's Ezekiel Mendoza back to James. They're working it outside the three-point line. Bounce pass. JP with the basketball. Driving. Left hand. Through traffic. Layup good. Back to a 16-point game. 39-23. 3 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Sabres still in the backcourt. They get it past half court. Up top to Little. Little. Pass to Dongo Kenge. Slows things down. Free throw line pass. Flips it to the corner. Kaufman, short range jumper. No good. Rolls away. And the rebound to La Salette. Ball poked away on the ground. Stolen by the Sabres. And they'll set up their offense. Pass down low. Kaufman layup good. Nice pass there from the junior Hayden Bates. From the top of the key, finding the open Kaufman. And another steal for the Sabres. Double team down low. A foul on the floor. Looks like that'll go against Benedict Blood. So 2.5.
Benedict Blood looked like he was going to get ready to strangle. I believe it was Kaufman.
I'm saying nearly a flagrant. Another timeout called on the floor by Coach Steve Rustio and the La Salette Lions.
Probably a good idea to get everybody to calm down.
2.5 to go in the third quarter, 41-23 the lead for St. Thomas More here on WITYRadio.com.
Farming is more than an occupation, it's a way of life. This is Dustin Ehler, your country financial agent in Fairmount. And when you want to protect your farm, it goes a lot deeper than protecting your crops, buildings, and machinery. You want an insurance company with decades of farm experience, like Country Financial. We may have insured your parents' farm, even your grandparents' farm. Contact me, Dustin Ehler, your Country Financial representative at 102 North Main in Fairmount. Call 217-733-2154.
You're listening to the WITY Sports Game of the Week online at WITYRadio.com.
41-23, an 18-point lead for the St. Thomas More Sabres here against the La Salette Lions in the Salt Fork Regional. Darren Brown, Chad Baker with you on WITYRadio.com. Sabres basketball out of the timeout, working in the half court. The freshman Little off the bench with the basketball, free throw line. Bates swings it out to Gray, gets double-teamed near the baseline, tries to pass it away, and turns it over into the hands of J.P. Agbaparone. J.P. with the basketball for the Lions on the other end of the floor, picks it up near half court, gets it at the free throw line to Mendoza. Mendoza out to J.P., fakes the shot, stops at the elbow, back to Mendoza, bounces it out, James Agbaparone. Lofted pass in the corner, three, long off the rim, offensive board, put back good for Mendoza. And a timeout on the floor, I think, shaken up again for St. Thomas More, Rafael Dongo Kenge.
I think he
may have got a calf cramp here.
Yeah, he was down there right underneath Mendoza, hard telling what happened.
Dongo Kenge off the inbound, resuming action. Minute 40 to go for the third quarter. Sabres leading 41-25. Kaufman off the glass, no good. Rebound, the putback good for the junior Hayden Bates. Back to an 18-point game, 43-25, minute and a half remaining in the third quarter. A turnover off the inbound. Sabres steal it, and they'll slow things down in the half court and get their offense in rhythm. Up top, it's Dongo Kenge. Now in the corner, Gray driving in past Kaufman. Layup baseline and a foul called. Two free throws coming up for Nate Kaufman. The foul coming up on the junior Ezekiel Mendoza. be his second personal. Both teams now in the bonus. Kaufman's first of two rattles in. And again, the rims have been very soft today between both games. The substitution here is they'll bring Theo Ambrose in for St. Thomas More, heading to the bench, the starter Hayden Bates. Kaufman, second of two. Up, that one no good. Splits him. Little gets the offensive rebound for the Sabres. Ambrose fakes the shot, passes it out. Minute to go for the quarter. And settling things down up top, Dongo Kenge. Pass out to Brody Gray, back to Dongo Kenge. Under a minute for the quarter. Gray now free throw line. Ambrose swings it out. Little slowing it down up top, Kenge. 47 seconds for the quarter. Kenge a little back and forth with Kaufman. Swings it over to Gray. Gray up top now, left wing Little. Little back up top to Dongo Kenge. A little back and forth beyond the three-point line, just trying to keep it away from La Salette. And with it, Gray picks up his dribble. Left wing bounce pass. Ambrose drives in. Layup good. Theo Ambrose with the left hand off the left side of the glass. Lead up to 21 points and a steal for the Sabres. 46-25, 10 seconds for the quarter. 9 seconds to go. Swinging it top Little. Now Ambrose at the free throw line. 5 seconds. Corner Kaufman drives baseline. A whistle. And they will get a foul on the floor against La Salette's James Agbaparone. And bonus situation, we'll have two free throws for Nate Kaufman. Biggest lead of the game for St. Thomas More, 21 points. They lead 46-25, a chance to make it 23. Kaufman's first of two, up and good. The score 47-25, exactly 3 seconds on the clock for the third quarter. Kaufman a few dribbles. Spins it, second of two, up and good, two for two to make it 48-25. One last shot, and I don't think he got it off in time. It wouldn't have mattered either way. And the score heading into the final 8 minutes of regulation, 48-25 in favor of St. Thomas More, leading La Salette. We'll be back for the fourth quarter on WITYRadio.com.
Chaos is lurking around every corner.
Ross Webb, State Farm.
Would you believe that a wrecking ball 86ing the house across the street swings and hits the fire hydrant, sending it right into my living room?
That is unpredictable. Let me get an assessment and start your claim.
It's no secret. You need a good agent. In a world of chaos, get smart and call your agent and good neighbor, Ross Webb, at 217-443-1500. Don't get caught in a web of chaos and take the loss. Call me, Ross.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The Verona County Sheriff's Department DARE program is a semester-long program provided to 5th or 6th grade students who reside in the county schools of Vermont County. The lessons center on a wide range of topics such as responsibilities, drug resistance, risk and consequences, peer, family, personal, and media pressures, stress coping skills, communication, listening skills, good citizenship, bullying, and friendship foundation. The Vermont County Sheriff's Department DARE program is wishing all student athletes good luck this season and to continue making good decisions outside of school and extracurricular activities.
You're listening.
Welcome back. Fourth period action underway here. Dongo Kenge chases down the ball. Foul on the play, though. It is going to be on J.P. Agbaparone. His third. J.P. with three. Mendoza and Blood with two. Trask and Whitehead each with one. St. Thomas More has Jaeger with four. Kaufman with two, Bates with two, Dongo Kenge and Gray each with one. It's a foul reset. St. Thomas More has been in control of this contest. About 90, 8% of this contest. Gray trying to feed it underneath. Taken away by Blood. Trask over to J.P. Agbaparone. It was a 22-11 St. Thomas More advantage just in the third period alone.
A foul away from the ball on Little from St. Thomas More.
The sky is not falling. 48-25 St. Thomas More. 7:07 left in regulation. Inbounds for La Salette. It's it in to Trask. Baseline pass to Blood. Foul on the floor. Now I'm going to be on Bates, his third. The crazy's getting crazy and getting loud. Collectively, they make enough noise to fill the room. Three on the way from Whitehead falls short. Mendoza bounced for the rebound, put up second effort. Shooter's touch gets it to fall. And steal on the transition. Whitehead put up is good. The and one on the way. Jaeger's going to come back in. Little will have a seat. Foul. Courtesy of Dongo Kinge. Whitehead, the and one is up. It is good. And the La Salette Lions off to a 5-0 run to start off fourth period play. 48-30, though. Still down by 18. Here's Jaeger over to Donga Kinge. Back to Jaeger. Pressure on La Salette to get back into this one. St. Thomas More is going to just take it easy and make La Salette come to them. Here's Kaufman in the corner for Donga Kinge. Back to Jaeger volleyball line. Here's Kaufman. Back to Jaeger over to Donga Kinge. Jaeger on the left wing now. Out to Kaufman, now into the corner for Gray. Gray baseline pass deflected out of bounds. 5:52 left, 48-30. Timeout on the floor. We'll take it with them. 48-30, 5:52 left to go in regulation. Back in 30 seconds on WITYRadio.com and the WITY Radio app. Courtesy of the Riffing Dog Mobile Studios.
Illinois winters can be harsh, and frozen pipes that burst can cause serious damage to your home or business. When disaster strikes, trust ServPro to make it like it never even happened. Their trained professionals with over 30 years of experience are ready to respond 24/7, minimizing damage and ensuring a seamless restoration process. Call ServPro at 217-443-0077 or visit ServProVermillionCounty.com.
You're listening to the WITY Sports Game of the Week online at WITYRadio.com.
48-30 off the timeout. St. Thomas More. Here's Jaeger. On the left wing. Dongo Kinge out to the volleyball line. There's Wright. That goes baseline, trying to bounce it off of Blood, but Mendoza's right there in the way to take it away. High basketball IQ play. Mediocre in its execution. Put up at the other end is Dominic Trask. His first points of the evening. 48-32. It's a 7-0 run for La Salette. Time not their friend, though. 5 minutes left to go in regulation. They take the steal there, but then lose it out of bounds as Whitehead can't wrangle it in.
Got a few subs for the Lions and James Agbaperon and Brogan Hanlon. That's bucket up and under from Yeager.
Yeager getting all he can at this point. He's got 21. He's been quiet second half. He's been in foul trouble, though. 50-32, 4:40 left to go. Whitehead on the right side. Whitehead, a little push off, put up is good. Full court press for La Salette. Making things interesting. Donga Tenge comes up with it. After pinballs around just a bit. Here's Bates. 50-34, St. Thomas More. That one knocked away temporarily. Yeager. Lost it temporarily. Now a little no-look pass to Donga Kinge. Baseline put up by Bates is good. 52-34 inside of four. Here's Whitehead. Put up at the free throw line. No good. Donga Kinge goes to the floor with it. Jump ball. Nope.
We'll call a foul.
Going to call a foul.
Yeah. I've got Perone.
Actually, that's going to be on Blood. That'll be his third. And that's probably a good sign, too, for La Salette. Agbaperon already with three. Little comes in for the Sabres. Baseline pass to Donga Kinge. Up the court quickly. Little layup is good. And one coming up.
Very productive day off the bench for that freshman, Little.
Little to the line, thanks to Agbaperon, and there's JP's fourth.
He's a junior. I don't know why I called him a freshman. Not a senior.
Little. And one, in and out. Rebound put up is good by Kaufman. 56-34, then a steal on the play. And then an immediate foul by Whitehead. St. Thomas More has brought the fight to the La Salette Lions tonight. And the Lions have looked mismatched all evening long. We will end up having a regional championship where both teams have losing records on this floor
Friday
night.
There's still 3.5 minutes left, Chad.
Optimist. Definitely the optimist. Travel. By Kaufman. 56-34, St. Thomas More. Inbounds to Whitehead. James Agbaperon gets the pass up court, but the foul will be courtesy of Bates. Bates fourth. James Agbaperon to inbound to J.P. Agbaperon. It's in the corner for Whitehead. Whitehead for three. Off the side of the rim. No good. Kaufman with the rebound. Three minutes left to go. And reach in for Whitehead there. going to be his third.
Now both teams in the bonus. It'll be free throws for the junior Jackson Little.
So Little back to the line. Misses that one. He's 0 for 2 from the line tonight. We'll have the State Farm agent Ross Webb post-game show coming up. Take a look at the Frank's House of Color painting the floor. Also the Surf Pro Vermilion County schedule and scoreboard. Makes that one. He's 1 for 3 tonight from the line. He's got 7 points off the bench. 57-34. 2:45 and counting. Owen Whitehead making it look easy. The other end, Bates. And he goes to the floor, tripped up after a pair of Lacellette lines collide with each other. But J.P. Agbaparone is going to go to the bench with his fifth foul.
Maybe.
It'll be Trask coming in for JP. Ends his night with 8 points. I'll check that. It was not JP. It was on James. So James Agbaparone gets the foul. Bates first shot is good. He has 8 on the evening. James Agbaparone will come out. Second shot is up. It is good. Inbound to Owen Whitehead. Whitehead through the lane. The put up is good. He has 9 fourth period points. Timeout. Owen Yeager. And St. Thomas More with 2:20 left in regulation here. The Sabres looking for a Friday date with the Hilltoppers, leading 59-38. Back in 30 seconds on your OSF Healthcare Courtside, WITYRadio.com and the WITY Radio app.
I'm sorry, sir. We get a lot of prescriptions. We have only 2 of yours in stock. For one of your prescriptions, I will need to call your insurance for approval. It's been a busy day in our store and drive through, so I may not be able to call until tomorrow to get it approved.
So I have to wait? Go without it? My doctor sent this in this morning. I need this medicine.
I apologize for the inconvenience. I hope you understand.
Sound familiar? Don't take chances. Take your prescriptions to MedPlus Pharmacy for quick, friendly, and convenient service. Call 217-431-6662. Experience the difference at MedPlus Pharmacy, 511 West Fairchild in Danville.
You're listening to the WITY Sports Game of the Week online at WITYRadio.com.
59-38, 2:20 left in this one. Both teams in the bonus. Jackson Little will inbound for the Sabres. His team up 21. Donga Kinge over to Little. There is Kaufman beating Little through the lane. Put up is no good. James Agbaparone will get charged with his second foul. So Little to the line. He is 1 for 3 tonight. Little's first shot on the way. Good. Yeager will come out. He'll get some fanfare from the audience. Wholesale changes coming in for La Salette.
Usually that means there's more fun when you say the Jaeger's coming out instead of it dying down.
Little second shot is good. Inbound to Blood, or to Trask, excuse me. Back by Perona up the court to Mendoza. This feels a little bit more like a La Salette rugby match, getting up the floor here. Here's Mendoza over to Whitehead. Whitehead for three. In and out, no good. Had the good bank for it. Just too much behind it. And it'll be an inbound for St. Thomas More in front of the scorer's table. Up 61-38. Jaeger will inbound it. Donga Kenge will have a seat. Gets it into Gray. Gray up the floor to Jaeger. Jaeger drives to the basket, overshot it. He'll draw the foul. It's going to be on Dominic Trask, his second. So Jaeger to the line. He'll shoot two. First shot is good. Shot coming up. Good as well. He's got 23 to lead the game. Bounce to J.P. Agbaparone. Feeds Owen Whitehead. Whitehead spin move, gets blocked. That is going to be courtesy of number 11. That's Jackson Little, his second. Head to the line. First shot. No good. James Agbaparone. Brogan Hanlon come in. Mendoza and Blood will have a seat. Whitehead's second shot is no good. Foul. It's going to be courtesy of number 40. That is Ambrose, his first foul of the evening. J.P. Agbaparone's first shot off the front of the rim, no good. Ambrose will go to the bench. And Sam Horn into the contest for the Sabres. Second shot on the way from JP. It's good. Bounds to Little. Little backdoored by Trask. They have jammed a finger on that. Looks like he's holding his thumb. Lost it out of bounds. Inbounds for St. Thomas More. Minute 26 left. Sabres by 24. Here's Gray. Has his pocket picked by James Agbaparone. Handoff from Trask to Whitehead. My head to J.P. Agbaparone for three is good. Lions not going silently into the night. 1 minute left, 21-point lead for the Sabres. We will move. Put up is good by Hanlon. He'll get the and one coming up. His first foul of the evening on Horn. St. Thomas More will move to 13-16, and they'll face the 13-14 Schlarman Hilltoppers. Actually, 14-14, as it were, after tonight.
So not a losing record.
Not a losing record.
Not a winning record. Not a losing
they were
record.
They had a losing record coming into this evening. Yeah. 63-45. Inbounds coming up for Lawslett. If they can figure out who's going to inbound it. It'll be Trask to inbound. Gets it into Whitehead over to Hanlon. Hanlon in the corner. He goes to a knee, and he's going to get called for the travel. seconds left. Say what you will, these Lawslett Lions are going to play till that final buzzer. Not going to give St. Thomas More the easy victory here tonight. Here's Jaeger. Jaeger through the lane. He's going to draw the foul. It's going to be on Blood, his fourth. So Jaeger to the line, looking to add to his game high 23 points. It's good. Second shot on the way. In and out, no good. Half a minute left. State Farm agent Ross Webb post-game show coming up. Trask gets it off to J.P. Agbaparone. The layup is good. Quickly up the floor. Here's Jaeger on the baseline. Kaufman getting the business down there. Courtesy of Trask. That's his third. Crazies giving their last couple chance of the basketball season here. Kaufman's first shot is no good. Jaeger and Gray will come out to applause. Kaufman. Second shot on the way. It's good. Kaufman will come out to some applause. Inbounds. J.P. Agbaparone, final 5 seconds. In the corner, Hanlon for three, falls short. 65-47, St. Thomas More will take on Schlarman here Friday night, championship game. We'll talk about that coming up in the State Farm agent Ross Webb post-game show that comes your way in 2 minutes on WITYradio.com, the WITY radio app.
And around every corner.
Ross Webb, State Farm.
Would you believe that a wrecking ball 86ing the house across the street swings and hits the fire hydrant, sending it right into my living room?
That is unpredictable. Let me get an assessment and start your claim.
It's no secret. You need a good agent. In a world of chaos, get smart and call your agent and good neighbor, Ross Webb, at 217-443-1500. Don't get caught in a web of chaos and take the loss. Call me, Ross.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Your home project list is growing. And where are you going to go? To the big box store?
Where are all the carts?
You need a buggy?
No. Since 1972, Frank's House of Color has been Danville's home for PPG paints and a wide array of flooring options. A full line of Pittsburgh, Benjamin Moore, Weather King self-priming, and don't forget flooring options like Casabella and Paramount Luxury Vinyl Tile. Don't get caught on the way out of the door.
Sir, I need to see your receipt.
Visit Frank's House of Colors across from the riverfront at 219 West Main in Danville.
The Vermillion County Sheriff's Department DARE program is a semester-long program provided to 5th or 6th grade students who reside in the county schools of Vermillion County. The lessons center on a wide range of topics such as responsibilities, drug resistance, risk and consequences, peer, family, personal, and media pressures, stress coping skills, communication, listening skills, good citizenship, bullying, and friendship foundation. The Vermillion County Sheriff's Department DARE program is wishing all student-athletes good luck this season and to continue making good decisions outside of school and extracurricular activities.
UHAS Diagnostics is your new Napa heavy-duty truck care center. But that's not all. Lawnmowers? Yes. Golf carts? Absolutely. Small engines? Why not? And they will pick it up for a small fee. The team at UHAS Diagnostics want their clients driving away safer than when they brought their transportation to them. Ask about their free 15-minute auto consultation to diagnose your vehicle. Call on the direct line at 217-213-6032 or 24/7 on the mobile at 217-260-3339. UHAS Diagnostics, east of I-74, exit 210 between Danville and Oakwood.
Welcome to the State Farm Agent Ross Webb post-game show. Like a good neighbor, State Farm Agent Ross Webb is there. If insurance has you at a loss, call Ross. Get your insurance back in line. Find him at 711 Oak Street in Danville. Chad Baker, Darren Brown back with you. And Darren, I tell you, you know what? They played until the very end. Both these teams did. But it was decided early. But St. Thomas More, I tell you, they came out. They put it on La Salette. They ran it down their throats. And I tell you, you know, looking at what they provided here this evening, it's going to be a fun one to call Friday night, I think.
I would agree. I would agree wholeheartedly with that statement, Chad. Should be a good game with two teams that, you know, the games we saw tonight, they faced some pressure defense, they put on some pressure defense themselves, a lot of turnovers trying to hold on to the basketball. So we'll see what happens between Schlarman and St. Thomas More.
We will take a look at that. I'm still adding up some scores here, you know, the point totals here, 5-6. I'm exhausted.
Are you?
Just a little bit. It's been a fun evening. Anytime we can do two games in one evening, always fun. Be able to bring it to everybody here. But 32, 36, 39, 41, 40, that's where I'm at. Okay, perfect. So let's take a look at the stats here. For La Salette, 4, 10, 11, and 22 for their 47 points. Led in scoring by Owen Whitehead, 18 points on the evening. He had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of 9 from the free throw line. 4, 6, yeah, 6 of 9 from the free throw line. 14 points by J.P. Agbaparone. He went 3 for 4 from the line. Also had a three-pointer tonight. 6 points for Benedict Blood. You had 4 points for Zeke Mendoza, 3 points for Brogan Hanlon, who went 1 for 1 from the line. Dominic Trask added 2 points for the Sabres of St. Thomas More. They had periods of 13, 13, 22, and 17 for their 65. Felt like they had a lot more than that. They were led in scoring by Owen Yeager, 24 points for Owen tonight. He would go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of 9 also from the line. You had 14 points from Nate Kaufman, who would go
6 for 8 from the line. He had 9 points for Hayden Bates, 2 for 2 from the line, also had a 3-pointer. 9 points for Jackson Little. He went 3 for 5 from the line tonight. 5 points for Brody Gray. He had a 3-pointer. He had 2 points for Theo Ambrose off the bench. 2 points for Raphael Donga Kenge here this evening. 65-47, so that sets up St. Thomas More. And Schlarman coming up on Friday night here at Salt Fork in the championship. That is your Frank's House of Color, painting the floor. Paint the floor, paint the walls, paint the house, paint anything you want with Pittsburgh paints from Frank's House of Color. Across from the riverfront in Danville, we've got your ServPro Vermilion County scoreboard schedule coming up when State Farm Agent Ross Webb post-game show continues on WITYRadio.com and the WITY Radio app.
Chaos is lurking around every corner.
Ross Webb, State Farm.
Would you believe that a wrecking ball 86ing the house across the street swings and hits the fire hydrant, sending it right into my living room?
That is unpredictable. Let me get an assessment and start your claim.
It's no secret. You need a good agent. In a world of chaos, get smart and call your agent and good neighbor, Ross Webb, at 217-443-1500. Don't get caught in a web of chaos and take the loss. Call me, Ross.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Honey, I'm leaving to run those errands.
Hey, would you mind dropping by the pharmacy, too? My doctor switched my cholesterol medication.
Oh, sure. I'm glad he's looking out for you.
Through all life stages, you can count on your OSF Healthcare primary care provider. They can handle everything from school physicals to annual wellness visits to managing chronic conditions and more. Schedule an appointment today at osfhealthcare.org/primary. OSF Healthcare, your life, our mission.
When you need hardware help, where do you go? Skip the big box store and get expert advice at Latos Hardware. The Latos family has been providing knowledge and service for over 70 years. They can help you find the right part for any project right away, offering window screen repair, cast iron cookware, unique gifts, and those hard-to-find parts. They're open 7:30 to 5:30, Monday through Friday, and Saturday till 3. Let the experts work for you at Latos Hardware, 147 North State Street in Westville.
Illinois winters can be harsh, and frozen pipes that burst can cause serious damage to your home or business. When disaster strikes, trust ServPro to make it like it never even happened. Their trained professionals with over 30 years of experience are ready to respond 24/7, minimizing damage and ensuring a seamless restoration process. Call ServPro at 217-443-0077 or visit ServProVermilionCounty.com.
Back here for his State Farm Agent Ross Webb post-game show. The final here in Game 2. St. Thomas More over La Salette, 65-47. St. Thomas More will face Schlarman here in the championship Friday night. We will be here for that game. Championship coming up Friday night here at Salt Fork for the right to move on sectional. You won't be here, but I will be here.
State Farm Center.
Will Schell will be joining me with that. This pains me to bring this to you. State Farm Agent Ross Webb post-game show and your ServPro of Vermilion County scoreboard schedule. ServPro, like it never even happened. I think there's a lot of folks that stepped on the court tonight wishing the game never happened for them here tonight, especially from our region here. We saw the rough night for girls last night, rough night for the boys tonight. Won a regional action at Lexington. Blast Sister Park Chrysler Lutheran 65-43. Sister Park season done. At Hoopston, where all the four local teams lost on Monday night, the remaining teams shake out like this. Leroy over Flanagan Cornell 65-47. That sounds familiar. You had Hayworth defeating Clifton Central 64-56. So Hayworth and Leroy at Hoopston on Friday night. Of course, Schlarman in the early game here held off Cerro Gordo Pimenta 41-40. This one was 65-47 by win for St. Thomas More. So St. Thomas More and Schlarman in the championship game. At St. Teresa Unity Christian ends Oakwood season 68-44. That Unity Christian team's pretty special there. They will face Mount Pulaski in the championship. They knock off Urbana Uni High 53-41. So Mount Pulaski Unity Christian in that St. Teresa championship. KZ Westfield and the host team there knocks off Heritage tonight 64-48. At Tuscola, the host team knocks off Tri-County 71-56. So those seasons end. Tuscola will face Windsor Sioux Straws. The Hatchets knock off Meridian tonight 81-78. So the host team and Windsor Sioux Straws on Friday night. In 2A, Unity continues their season. They defeat Monticello 62-42. Unity will face Maroa Forsyth in that host regional. Maroa Forsyth hangs the first loss of the season and the final loss of the season on the Westfield Tigers tonight by a score of 54-50. St. Joe Ogden regional. It was Warrensburg Latham defeating Pena 67-48. The host team in the second game knocks off Clinton 53-48. St. Joe Ogden, Warrensburg Latham, Friday night at St. Joseph Ogden. Manteno Regional, PBL knocks off BHRA. Ends not only the Blue Devil season, but the wonderful career of Keeson Peoples by a count of 58-44. PBL moves on to the Manteno Regional Championship. And in Class 3A tonight, Danville loses to Normal U-High 65-51. Normal U-High going to the Bloomington Regional Championship. So look at your Surf Pro of Vermilion County scoreboard and schedule. And, of course, don't forget we will have pregame coming up 10 minutes before tip-off on Friday evening. It will be Schlarman, St. Thomas More here on WITYRadio.com. ITY radio app. Final thoughts on the two games we saw here tonight, Darren Brown.
Just again saw some exciting basketball, some frenzy of offense and defense, a lot of pressure, you know, full court press base, some turnover based games, and
good fan bases. I felt the fan support was really good. We knew that Cerro Gordo Bement having the farthest trip to travel tonight, especially during a weeknight, was always and in an early game was going to be a little bit of a dicey situation for them. I mean, they didn't have like forever and a day to travel, but you know, about an hour away. Everybody else here locally, you know, Schlarman showed out pretty good, but then you had the crazies come out, and I felt that they helped will Schlarman to victory here this evening with their efforts once they got into the house here early fourth period, and then they did what they could to will their team to victory. But I tell you, it was the Owen Yeager starting out strong and just pouring it on. One-man show early on, and then as the game got underway and kept going, you started seeing the Sabres start implementing other guys into the game plan here and really keep it going. They just poured it on. In fact, the closest it got after that first stretch was 13-10, and then it was just absolute dominance by the Sabres after that for the rest of the game, and they had built up, I believe, a 23-point lead was the biggest lead I think we saw tonight, and then just really kind of kept it right around in that 16-22 range really throughout most of the second half. And if they do that, I tell you, you know, I mean, that record is misleading. I felt that they were a lot better than the West record. I don't know whether they had some injuries early in the season. We know they play in a tougher conference. But I tell you right now, tonight, the Illini Prairie shone really well tonight in postseason basketball action.
Yeah, for sure. And, I mean, you just think about, you know, how regional play. I mean, I've talked about this with, you know, even like my dad going in tonight. It's like how tough it is to win a regional championship. Mm-hmm. You know, where you might have higher, you know, aspirations of like sectionals or state. But, like, being able to do that, just when you especially saw the game, you know, that first game where it's a matter of a few possessions that, you know, might, if you lose that game, you had potential to go on. But if you got to play who's in front of you and make sure you're playing a complete 32, I can do math, 8 times 4, 32 minutes.
I thought I was the only one that couldn't do math on a night like tonight. I tell you, you know, you're making me feel a lot better about about this all being through. So, We will have all the results late night tonight here on WITYradio.com. Back on the playback tomorrow morning, 7:15 for the Thursday morning sports report. And then as part of the week that was, the week that will be, with Coach John Spezia and myself for Saturday Sports Connection. He was in the house tonight. I'm sure he will have a lot to talk about and unwind coming up on Saturday morning on all of our platforms. And that's going to wrap us up for this evening. The finals once again, Schlarman in Game 1 over Saragordo-Bement 41-40. St. Thomas More in Game 2 over La Salette 65-47. We'll talk to you back here Friday evening from the Class 1A Salt Fork Boys Basketball Regional Championship here on WITYradio.com and the WITY app. For Darren Brown, Chad Baker, bidding you good night from Catlett.
This has been a presentation of WITY Sports.